The makers of X-Lax, the original chocolated laxative, present Strange as It Seems. I want to ask you a question. How many of you ladies can remember the gay 90s? Gay indeed, with bustles, squeezed-in waists, and high bicycles. Amusing relics of a bygone day. But not so amusing was that old-fashioned concoction, the family laxative. Strangely enough, there are people today who go back to the gay 90s and bravely swallow some awful medicine when they need a laxative. Now that's downright silly. The modern laxative, X-Lax, is not only mild and gentle, but delicious to take, because it tastes just like your favorite chocolate. Furthermore, X-Lax is as thorough as any laxative you should take. But because it's correctly timed and takes 6 to 8 hours to be effective, X-Lax is kind to your system. So try this modern, reliable corrective. Give it to anyone in your family when they need a laxative. X-Lax costs so little. Just 10 cents at any drugstore or 25 cents for the money-saving family size.
Hot Money. Suppose we listen in to a conversation which took place last year in the photo engraving and print shop of San Quentin Penitentiary.
Say, Jack.
Yeah?
See what I got here?
A $10 bill, huh?
Yeah.
Ain't the first time I ever seen one.
I was just thinking, it'd be sort of interesting to see if we could copy it. We can make an engraving.
I suppose you know that's counterfeiting.
Sure, I know it's counterfeiting. Nobody has to know we're doing it. One engraving looks just like another from a distance.
Well, we better get a couple of the gang to work on it, too.
Why?
So it'll look as if the two of us are up to some monkey business.
Oh, maybe. Might as well learn some sort of a trade, huh?
Won't be much use to me. I'm a lifer.
Oh, well, it'll be something to do in the long winter evenings. Are you with me?
Okay.
And so Tom Bell and Jack Lewis, with two other prisoners, start on their career of counterfeiting $10 bills within the very walls of San Quentin. They are extraordinarily successful. They become so absorbed in their work that they get the reputation of model prisoners and are soon paroled for good behavior. That is all but Lewis, who is in for life. He keeps them supplied with bogus money by some means not as yet proven by the police. It is only when a counterfeit bill is traced to Tom Bell that the whole scheme is discovered. Now the three convicts are once more behind prison bars, far from the photo engraving room. But back in the gay 90s, Tappan and Benton, famous Philadelphia counterfeiters, made the four prisoners at San Quentin look like amateurs. For their specialty was $100 bills. 1896. Tappan and Benton are employed in an engraving shop in Philadelphia. One night when they finish work, they are alone in the shop.
Say, Benton.
Yeah?
Take a look at this.
Say, that bill looks genuine enough to come from the treasury itself.
Sure. I know my stuff, Benton. Want to go in with me?
I don't care if I do.
All right. Now, this is the plan. We'll make just enough bills for our own use. Say, I'll bet we could go up to the treasury itself and pass these 100 smackers.
Yeah.
The top of the world to you, Millionaire Benton.
And the treasury does pass the bogus $100 bills. Only one man is unconvinced. He is W.H. Moran of the Bureau of Secret Service. He decides to make a little experiment.
Well, Moran, how about it?
I've had both those $100 bills soaking overnight in this pan of water. I'm going to take a look right now.
Let me look with you.
All right, here goes. There. Now will you believe me?
Say, those two bills cancel apart.
Sure. I know a counterfeit when I see one.
But you haven't any idea who's making them.
I know it. And there's so many of these bills afloat now that the Treasury will have to call in every one of their own bills.
But what are we going to do about it?
Abe, we've got to put those counterfeiters out of business.
$24 million worth of $100 bills are withdrawn from circulation.
In 13 months, Tappan and Benton have to close up their counterfeiting shop. But their trail is finally discovered, and they are jailed. Then, a few months later...
Abe, I've finally traced that $20 counterfeit.
Moran, you don't mean you know who's doing the counterfeiting?
You remember who counterfeited those $100 bills?
Sure, Tappan and Benton. But those fellas have been in jail for months in Philadelphia.
I know that. But I'd stake my job on it that they made this new 20.
What?
I think we'll just go to Philadelphia and call on Tappan and Benton. We might find something interesting. All right, boys. Let me have a look around.
You won't find anything. How could a couple of guys do any counterfeiting in this dark hole?
Yeah, what do you think we are, magician?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How do you account for this nice set of engraving tools?
Pretty
clever, you two. Had that box hid from anybody who wasn't too curious. Only trouble is, I'm sort of nosy.
That don't prove we're counterfeiting.
No. Only thing is, your pals confessed.
Why, the dirty
low down... I told you Jake would squeal, I told you.
You gave yourself away that time.
Huh? Say, you didn't get any confessions.
Next time, Benton, before you go in for breaking the law, you'd better read a book on psychology.
Strange as it seems, Tappan and Benton actually counterfeited perfect $20 bills in their cell way back in 1896. The modern San Quentin counterfeiters aren't so very original, after all. The Dropping Well. Three miles from Harrogate in the county of Yorkshire, England, is a beautiful spring by the side of the road. A steep cliff overhangs it, and water trickles down the face of the cliff into the sparkling pool below. From a distance, the cliff looks like a gigantic colored blanket hung up to dry, but on closer inspection, it proves to be pigmented by mineral deposits. It is called the Dropping Well, and is one of the strangest springs in the world.
Here we are at the well, Amy. Now, what's all the mystery about?
First of all, remember when you were here 3 months ago, you tied a string to that locket of mine and dropped it in the water?
Yes, you said to do it. I didn't want to, but you said I'd get a big surprise when I stopped off in Harrogate this time.
All right then, Norman. Let's see if we can still find where I tied the string. Look, there it is, tied to that little branch hanging over the water. Can you reach it?
Now, what is all this mystery?
Just lift the locket out of the water by the string. Oh, go ahead. It won't hurt you.
Okay. Here it is. Why, no, it isn't after all. There's a sort of stone tied to the string.
Look, Norman.
Now, I wonder how
Look
that...
Look closer.
Why, it's just like that little heart-shaped locket. Only it's a stone locket.
It's the same locket.
Now, don't tell me it turned to stone.
That's just what it did.
Oh, but Amy...
Oh, all of us around here know about this dropping well. I don't know what happens when things are in the water, but if you leave them there for a few weeks, they gradually turn to stone.
Well, I'll be darned. Look, it's a perfect little stone locket. You can even see the initials still on it.
Norman, you know that little stone bird you thought someone had carved so beautifully?
Why?
The one on Mother's dresser.
Oh, yes. It's a perfect job.
Well, that used to be Grandma's pet canary.
What?
When it died, she had it stuffed. But it was so perishable that we put it in the dropping well and turned it to stone. It's over 20 years old. So be careful, Norman, and don't fall in.
Strange as it seems, the dropping well near Harrogate turns things to stone if they are left in the water. The action of certain minerals is responsible for this curious phenomenon. Nevertheless, you can drink the water without any ill effects. The world's fastest talker. The average human talks at the rate of 125 words per minute. But tonight you will hear a man who can talk at the astonishing rate of 450 words a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce to you Mr. Hal Stiles, world's fastest talker.
Nasıl sana Amyson?
What's that you said?
That's Turkish for good evening.
Oh, well, you must have done a bit of traveling, Mr. Stiles.
Well, I've lived in 49 different countries.
No wonder you had to learn to talk fast.
You see, I learned that when I was up in the Arctic Circle. I was a wireless operator on a Russian steamship. The temperature went down suddenly to 50 below zero, and I woke up one morning to find I couldn't speak. I guess I must have frozen my vocal cord.
Is that so?
Yes, and right then and there I decided, if I ever could talk again, that I'd perfect my speech. You don't know how much your voice means until you haven't got one.
So you became the world's fastest talker, huh?
Yes, but that was in 1928. The American Radio Society held a speech diction contest. There were 180 contestants, and I was fortunate enough to win at the rate of 450 words per minute, speaking continuously for 5 minutes.
Will you do it for us now?
Well, at that speed, it's pretty monotonous. You see, expression has to be sacrificed.
How fast do you want to talk?
Well, for a radio demonstration, I think 375 would be better.
All right. I've got my stopwatch set. Are you ready?
Anytime you are.
Okay. Go.
Friends, I get a big kick out of these strange dramatizations by John Hicks because I've traveled 3 times around the world while engaged in 36 different occupations. Now, in these days of high speed, high pressure, high taxes, and high living, it is true that the fellow who gets away to a flying start is the one who brings home the bacon, that is, if there is any bacon. For instance, I could recite Lincoln's famous Gettysburg Burger Address for you in 30 seconds and do it all in one breath, but I doubt if it would bring home any bacon for some of you out there might say in good old American fashion, so what, and who cares? Instead, I'm going to use up the rest of this 1 minute by giving you what I call my high speed philosophy of life, and here it is. Now, all you have to do to get as fast as the other fellow is to buy the fastest car on the market, fill it up with a good gasoline, pile yourself into it, and travel as if you were dodging the sheriff, taking in all of the 49 countries that I did. And if that isn't enough, jump off the earth and take a flying trip to Mars. But remember, nobody did that yet. And then while you're visiting all these places, get married on the run, raise a family of 3 children, more if you like, learn to speak a half a dozen languages, and take up twice as many callings as I did. Then learn to talk so fast that no one will know what you're saying. You'll be interviewed on this strange program, and that way you'll have the extreme pleasure of beating my record. And what's more, if you're not a howling success when that happens, then I haven't delivered the 375 words in this masterpiece in exactly 1 minute by your watch.
Did you get through?
All through.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Stiles. It was both entertaining and instructive.
And thank you, and good night.
Strange as it seems, Hal Stiles, world's fastest talker, has just delivered you a minute's speech of 375 words, or 7.5 words a second.
Mother, you take your children's welfare seriously, don't you? You plan each part of their lives carefully. So much fresh air, so much sunshine, balanced meals, and all the rest. Included in every careful routine is this all-important matter, the laxative you give your children. You know it must be not only thorough, but mild and gentle. That's why millions of mothers depend on X-Lax. Children love its delicious chocolate flavor, and it's so good for them, too. Because X-Lax is a correctly timed laxative that takes 6 to 8 hours to be effective. That's why it's kind to young systems. It's equally good for older folks, too. So get a box today. Keep it handy for anyone at your house who may need it. X-Lax is sold at all drugstores in 10-cent and 25-cent sizes.
Was Robert E. Lee a Confederate or a Federal? Be sure and listen to the next broadcast. You will also hear the amazing story of the nobility composed of horses and the pirate's revenge. Just heard Strange as It Seems by John Hicks, with original music composed and conducted by Felix Mills. Peroxide does not bleach hair.